Cue the music.
Okay. I'm Aaron. This is Noah.
I'm Noah.
This podcast, what's this podcast about, Noah?
Aaron, what are you trying to get at there?
What we do...
Yeah, we're about to explain.
Today we have an expert.
My expertise, happens to be,
What is this show, Noah?
Yeah.
Schooling Noah with Aaron Maslow and a special guest.
It's a working title.
It's a working title. We don't have
Well, welcome. Well, first, welcome to the show.
Hey, welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you. The show is...
Wait, who are you?
I'm Noah Reynolds, one of the co-hosts here, and then I'm here... Who we got here?
I'm Aaron.
Hell yeah.
Aaron Maslow. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks.
We really appreciate you.
And we'll introduce our other two. We have two experts here.
Yeah. Let's get back to what the show is about.
Right.
Because people are always curious. Sure, they've heard it on every episode.
Yeah.
Our staunch listeners...
staunch supporters.
Supporters.
The show's about us. I don't know a whole lot about just in general things and about life and stuff. I'm kind of a young, what do you call it?
Person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, but you're also an old,
Don't say it, Noah. Don't even say it.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So
don't say dinosaur.
And, so you also don't know about stuff. So we're misinformed in kind of different ways. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
So we get, experts on this.
Almost every
program,
week we've had an expert.
Pretty much. And then we talk about basically what we want to learn about that specific week.
Yeah. So we're here to get educated.
sure.
Yeah. And the name of this show is, Noah?
Can do it by yourself this time.
You don't like it together?
I'll do it. I think it's really off-putting to the listener.
Okay, yeah. They really don't like listening in general, and then when we do it together, they definitely don't.
I think if they haven't turned it off by this point, the in unison saying the name of
our... All right, instead of saying it in unison, I'll say one word, then you say one word. We're going to try that.
Yeah.
Okay. So this
is
the
podcast.
And...
Oh, boy. Okay, see, we're already... I was confused when you started with this, because that's not... That's not the first word of the title.
To be honest, I forgot what it's called.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's move
on.
I'll
start with the first word, and then you... Because I remember
that. That's okay. I think
all right, this podcast is called Schooling Noah with Aaron Maslow and a special guest.
Special guest or special expert.
Experts, yeah.
We're here at episode 7 or something like that, and...
they're not in order.
Right. Well...
They're all episode 7 as far as you're concerned.
You as in the listener or something.
So anyway, before we start, usually Noah and I, we're not completely ridiculously uninformed.
No.
Each of us has a special talent or expertise of our own that even though we're not well-versed in the world per se, we each have individual talents that we like to discuss quickly at the beginning of each show. And I would like to just point out that my expertise will be spoken about right after Noah says his.
Oh, perfect. Well, I'd like to point out that my expertise is cursive with crayons. So a lot of people write cursive with pencils or pens or whatever, but more than anything, I am proficient, if not more than proficient, at cursive with crayons or markers.
Didn't you write a book about it?
In crayon. Yeah,
in
I did. Yeah.
Wow, what was the publisher?
Whatever. What did you think it was?
Yeah, I thought you were going to say whatever publishing. They've done other stuff like stencils for stupids and other
documents. I was
going to
try Crayola is what I was going to say, but I couldn't think of the name at the time. What is your expertise?
So I have two. I'll just say the first one. Okay, I'll say the one. We've talked about it on the show.
Oh, then don't say that one. Say the other one.
Okay, I'm an expert whistler.
Oh, wow. That's really cool.
Yeah, like put me in a canyon or with a bunch of gym dandies, and I can blow
wow,
as hard as the rest of them.
Gym dandy, this is 2017. nearly 2018. And again, these aren't in order, but you can't just throw out the word gym dandy like it's, you know,
okay,
like
when
it's
I was
1950
a kid,
or 1850.
When I was a kid. Okay.
1850.
Listen, shut up. When I was a kid, gym dandies were all over the place. You couldn't
sure,
go two
you
blocks
can,
without seeing one.
You
or
can,
two.
And gym dandy, you're, and it's okay to be a gym dandy today, but what'd you say you're good at? Whistling? You can't.
Did I say that?
I don't know.
Or did I?
Oh, dude.
It.
Yeah. It's pretty impressive.
Everybody's impressed by my whistling, but that's not enough. I did get an honorary degree from Harvard College of Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Sure.
It's a pretty nice institution. It's a dog school, but the whistling really goes well with the dogs.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Anyway, so let's get on with the show. Noah, congratulations on your book deal.
Thank you so much, and congratulations on your degree.
Thank you very much. Honorary, but it's all the same. Anyway, so today on the show, we've brought on a couple of experts. We know these gentlemen very well. They're not in cahoots, but they have something very much in common, and they're going to come talk about it today. And their expertise is twins.
Yeah.
Twins, everybody. That's multiple births of
yeah,
the
what,
same creature.
Let's start. First of all, we're going to introduce them. We'll introduce. Why don't you? And this is our first double guest, I believe. This is our first duo, so it's going to be hard. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves, and we'll see who talks first.
Okay. Hi, my name is Gus Reynolds, and I am a twin.
Okay. Not a whole lot of enthusiasm.
Yeah, no feeling. I mean,
no feeling with that.
We'll try. We'll see how the second one goes.
Hi, I'm Ryan, and I'm a twin.
Great.
I feel like they're both Danny DeVito here from the movie Twins with Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger. I really feel like you guys need to put a little more gusto in it.
Yeah.
And I'm not here to bully you because I've already done that. We should point out, these are our twins.
Yeah, that is an important factor. What is the word I'm looking for?
Real life thing.
Yeah, I don't know. Piece of information, I guess.
Yeah.
Fact.
Fact. Fact number one, Ryan is my twin brother.
Yeah. Gus is my twin brother. And this is a family episode, some would say. And we're here to talk about twins, but Aaron and I don't know about twins. So we're here to ask our twins sort of about twins, I guess you would say.
Here's my first question. Gus, Ryan, are you twins?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think we might be. I mean, if we're all together.
Let me pose this question. Were you both born on the same day in the same year to the same mother?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I could assume okay. that just based on what you look like and what you look like. It sure seems like we're all the same age, so...
Yeah, we don't like to identify people by their looks right. in this studio. It's something that we refrain from.
So that was the wrong answer.
Yeah, it was
to
totally
the first
incorrect.
Question.
Yeah, so maybe he's not the expert. No, I'm just kidding. great answer.
Yeah.
Fantastic answer.
Yeah. Thank you.
What was. That's a great question. Now, are Aaron and I twins? Okay, moving on.
You do seem to be the. Same height. Right. Height usually is the first thing that gives it away to me.
That makes sense.
If you're the same height, then you must be a twin.
That makes sense.
Wait, what's your height difference? You guys are like...
We're the same height.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah. Gus and I are both 5'11 and three quarters.
Yeah, we're both 5'11 and three quarters.
I knew this about Noah, but Gus, I thought you were much taller. I thought you were in the 6'8 range.
Yeah, no. Both 5'11, we both can dunk.
Wow, dang.
We can jump pretty
high. We both have a really high vertical, yeah.
I knew Ryan and I were not twins. In high school because I'm 4 inches taller.
Oh, wow.
Is that right?
Yeah. But then Ryan would make us show our learner's permits to everybody to mm-hmm. just to confirm.
That you are, in fact,
this
related.
This is a point, and I have a few points I'd like to bring up. How about, like, Christmas gifts, you guys? Is that something, an issue that was ever brought up Christmas or birthday gifts, like getting the same thing. You know what I mean? Did you guys get the same thing, just different colors?
Yeah, I used to get Ryan the same gift every year.
Yeah, or we had to share.
Oh, really? Yeah. You would just get the same gift and we'd share it?
Like a car.
Oh, well.
Oh, remember that time we got a cat?
Yeah, we had to share the cat.
Those both make sense.
And a TV.
Oh, yeah, we had to share the TV.
Well, those are all things that you share. But I was thinking...
Well, I wanted
I thought
own.
You were talking about, like, clothes or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah,
one shirt that you both
wear. Yeah, or
when
me and Noah get one pair of shoes to share, it never
does
works out
work.
Well.
I remember when we were really small. Do you guys know what Cabbage Patch dolls are?
Yeah.
We each got a Cabbage Patch doll, and they were identical. They were, I mean, we're not identical twins. I should put that up. Maybe we'll get back to that later.
Yeah, we will.
But we got a Cabbage Patch doll toy, and Ryan had one named Kimmy, and I had one named Kimmy.
Wow.
But Ryan wanted them both. So we both got a Kimmy, but Ryan took them both and made them his.
Jesus.
And he made them 69 together.
Yeah,
whoa.
Yeah, me and Kimmy were that close.
Well, it sounds like you had two Kimmys. Yeah. It was Ryan and the Kimmys.
We were having the orgy party at like 2 years old.
That's pretty hot.
That's real hot.
That's
a doll on guy action.
Yeah, I didn't know what sex was then. I just learned on my own.
Right. Right.
Couldn't have done it without you, Kimmys.
Yeah. Fucking shout out to this week's sponsor, Cabbage Patch Kids.
Should we play the commercial real quick?
Yeah.
Hey, you're out in the garden and you want to eat a carrot, but look, there's a kid.
It's a Cabbage Patch Kid.
So thanks to our sponsor, Cabbage Patch Kids. Catch them at your local Kmart.
They're worth a lot of money if you still have them.
Not the ones you had.
Still got a little Kimmy covered in cum.
Yeah.
Yeah, weird.
Wow, okay.
Weird.
I don't know. Should we change subjects?
Yeah, I don't know. I actually like this subject a lot, so.
Well, let's get into the real nitty-gritty of being a twin.
Yeah, the NG.
Yeah, so you're a twin if you're born on the same day to the same person.
Sure.
Maybe. Right? Right.
Yeah.
But what is the difference between a fraternal twin and a identical twin?
Fraternal don't look alike and identical look alike.
Interesting. Is that true?
Gus?
One has.
I can say that's probably true, yeah.
Now, are you guys, it's hard to tell from here, but you look identical based on your build. And I know we're not doing anything on looks anymore.
Right.
But
we made that pretty clear.
Yeah, but if I had to feel you up and down, I feel like I'd feel the same sack of meat.
That's probably pretty. It'd be pretty close.
But not exactly the same.
Okay.
I think we might be fraternal, but you know, it's hard to say. I haven't touched Noah's meat in a while. So
what? Okay. Besides meat, shape, size, feel, girth,
all the same.
Ticklish spots.
All the same.
Everything else is the same.
Yes.
So you guys have moles in the same places.
Yes. Everything is the same. We are
interesting.
Oh, you know what? I was going to use the word identical, and without realizing that that's the exact word.
Oh, that's funny.
Let's talk about our favorite twins out there.
Okay. You go first.
The Hussein brothers.
Hussein? Who are they?
You know what? I actually don't think they're twins. Now that I think about it.
They're just regular brothers?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a misconception with a lot of people. Is that just because you're a brother.
Doesn't make you. Like, you can be as far as 9 months apart and not be a twin.
Yeah, and you can actually, born from somebody, and they'll be your mother and not your twin, even though you guys shared the same womb for 9 months.
Correct. When's the like limit when it's like, all right, you guys are born 10 minutes apart, you're twins, but you're born 20 minutes apart, you're just brothers.
See, that's when you get into the technical aspects of it. It's just really gestational. What womb did you share? I mean, Ryan likes to make the joke that we're womb-mates, because we like
that's
to
because
finger
Ryan,
bang the same
Ryan also has
sack.
A terrible speech impediment, so he's trying to say roommates, but he just says womb-mates.
Or we're woomies.
Yeah.
Sometimes he likes to play with vacuums, and those are his Roomba-mates.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Me and the Roomba, we get along. We get it on.
Yikes. Back to my question, which I think was a great question, is let's go around and say our favorite sets of twins.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
It's a big deal, you know, being a twin. And I got to say, and this kind of goes into something else, is identical gets you places. You don't see a whole lot of famous fraternal twins, and I think that's kind of a struggle.
You don't know they're fraternal, maybe.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the kind of the point.
You have to see their driver's permits.
That's kind of the point.
It's a curveball.
It's kind of the point is, you know, identical, that kind of gives you a hook, you know?
Well, I've got one if you're
yeah,
ready to
I'd like to go around and
you're
going to
start? I'll start.
Yeah, you start.
All right. Ashton Kutcher
yes.
and his brother.
His twin, identical
his
twin
brother. His other
brother,
whatever his brother's name is.
Peyton. His twin brother, Peyton.
They're twins?
Ashton Kutcher.
Yes.
Am I saying that right? His twin brother is his twin. They're from Iowa, so.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, you wouldn't know that looking at him. But that's the cool thing about twins. Yeah. You never know where they're
well,
from.
Well, he talks pretty stupid, so it makes sense he's from Iowa.
Yeah. It's funny, you do know where twins are from. The same mother. If you looked at. Okay. Hey, Ryan, who's your favorite twins?
Favorite set of twins, identical or otherwise.
I think, is Vin Diesel a twin? I think.
Are we really just making up sets of twins now?
Ashton Kutcher
I think
is
Vin
a twin.
Diesel has a twin.
Oh, apparently you haven't heard of a twin Diesel.
He's younger looking.
Okay, I guess I believe you.
Yeah, I believe you too.
Here, I'll look it up.
Yeah, you pull it up.
Pull it up and then
all
if
right,
it's wrong,
you're
we're
looking,
coming back to you. Gus.
Gus, what was your favorite twin?
I'm set? Big on those tennis twins. They're men who have names I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like one's a right-handed man, one's a left-handed man.
Sure.
So, just like me and Noah, actually.
Yeah, Gus and I are left and right-handed.
Does that are they identical?
They're super identical, yeah.
Except they're left and right-handed.
Let's take a look.
Vin Diesel twin. Yes, it's true. Vin Diesel has a twin. He's not my twin brother.
What?
That's a quote. That's something only a twin would say, you know?
Yeah.
That's how you know it's legit.
Vin Diesel and his less famous twin.
Yeah.
Are you guys braggadocious about your twindom? Do you walk around and be like, hey, this is my twin brother, Gus?
Yeah.
And then he's like, this is my brother, Noah.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Yes, we're related.
And to answer your question, Tiki and Rondé Barber are my
right.
favorite.
From the New York Supergiants and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, I'm glad that you knew both of them.
Well,
yeah.
I pay attention to things.
To those like two that. Particular. So what was the verdict? Because it sounded like from what Aaron wrote is that you answered the question and then immediately debunked it.
Yeah,
Vin
so
Diesel twin
Vin
or no?
Vin Diesel has a twin according to the AshtonKutcherTwin.com website.
Oh, okay. Well, that's reputable.
Is there like a plan B if Vin Diesel's not a twin, though?
Oh, that's a good question. How do you abort a twin?
You can just have one of them and then kill the other one.
Okay, so it's murder? You're talking about infanticide?
Well, all abortion is murder.
I mean, if you look at it.
Yeah, of course.
I think it's just giving up on life.
Ryan, answer that goddamn
yeah,
question.
Yeah, really, dude. Why do you gotta beat around the bush?
If you
with
know
your...
you're wrong,
wait,
just admit it.
Vin Diesel's a twin.
Okay, what's his
perfect.
Twin's name?
Paul Walker.
Cool. Why don't you, okay.
Paul Walker's not alive anymore.
Well, your twins can die.
He died in a wreck.
Oh my god. You guys
so
ever
Ryan's
think about
not
that?
Taking this seriously.
No, he's
anymore.
Not taking this serious. But listen to this. How do you think about when your twin is gonna die?
That's a terrible
That's
dark.
Where we're going.
Hey,
with
what
this.
If we died on the same day a minute apart?
Well, that means that you would die
I
first.
I would have to die first, yeah, because I'm a minute older.
Then I'd be sad, and I'd have to die, like, right away.
Like sugar gliders. I think
we
I've
actually,
brought sugar gliders up before.
We have what?
Sugar gliders.
Do you know sugar gliders? It's a pet that you buy. It looks like a flying tree squirrel. You put it in your pocket.
I have brought this up.
It's small, and then, and this is the only pet I know about.
And it's magic, right?
It's like magic. It will pepper your room with its own poop, and it will...
Right.
Sick.
Dude, it's really good at finding lost kids. Like, if you
Whoa.
Just let them smell the milk carton with a picture of the kids. Okay, so these are sugar gliders, and they go from tree to tree saving kids. And they always check tree houses. I think that's the ticket. So these sugar gliders, you buy one, and it's your buddy for like a couple of days, and then it gets really sad because sugar gliders don't want to be alone. In fact, they get so lonely sometimes that they, dare I say, they kill themselves. They die. They die. So what you have to do is get a second sugar glider. And then they become buddies. They're so enamored with each other that they're like, fuck you, bro.
Fuck you, bro.
And then they elope And Aaron, then you
okay,
die from
sadness.
You know
what? I'm going to put the kibosh on this, actually. That was going nowhere, and I think we all know that that was going nowhere. If you can provide... If you could provide any more sugar glider information that is of substance, please do so. But that was
all right,
nonsense.
One more thing. No. Vin Diesel is a sugar glider. So
okay. Great. Super. So you have actually two twin sons.
Yeah.
Also fraternal. Is that correct?
They called it die twins. So when you have same gender, different looking twins in the womb, when the eggs are fertilized, you have what's called a die sac.
Sure.
How do you spell that?
D-Y-E-D-Y-E, baby.
S-A-C-K.
Sac. So it's like,
tie-dye, not the dye, like.
Right. Okay. Yeah, because they're multicolored, and my babies were multicolored.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so.
So what are you, what's your plan with them? With the twin thing?
Well, I'm not allowed custody anymore because I get too loud.
Thing. Right, the barbecues.
Yeah. Yeah. So I know a lot
about
twins.
Do you guys have any, like, telepathy stories or?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, a lot of people, the misconception, right, Ryan, is that twins feel each other's pain or can read each other's thoughts, or my favorite, speak the same language.
So, yeah, that's a great one. I saw an SVU episode where these two twins, boy and girl, were banging each other for the layman.
Were they identical?
They
couldn't be,
were
right.
Boy and girl, so they looked like, yeah, kind of like a boy and girl version of each other, sort of.
But isn't boy and girl the same as being left and right-handed when you're a twin? Like, you're identical, but you're...
No.
Your vagina is left-handed.
I guess so, yes. Yeah, it's the same.
Left-handed.
You pointed at Noah, for the record.
And they were speaking the same language, and they started speaking the same language, and the SVU cops, Ice Cube... Iced tea.
Hey, can you do a quick
Ice Cube impression?
No, not Ice Cube. Can you give us just a little taste of what that twin language sounded like from SVU?
Yeah, it was like, what are you doing? What are you do? Did you? We can't just tell them what's going on.
And then what did the boy say?
He was like, oh, well, this fucking nuts. That's crazy. You're off your rocker, bruv.
I feel like I'm watching it right now.
Yeah, it was great. It was
murder
nuts.
And whatever.
It was like mostly rape.
Oh, rape.
Not murder.
I do feel like I'm watching it. So anyway, that's
what's
a
your
guys'
language?
Yeah, Ryan, do we have a twin language? I don't think we did. We didn't have a twin language.
I think we did. I mean, I could finish your sentences.
So you're what?
Are Noah and Ryan twins together?
Oh.
No.
No.
Nah. I don't think so. It's the brown hair.
Ryan, do we have a twin language?
Yeah, it's a little bit of Hebrew and a little bit of Yiddish.
Counts?
Yeah. Counts. That really does count. So all of the chosen people are twins.
Twins, yeah. That's
so
a
if
good
you
point.
Didn't know.
Well, Noah, you and me used to call each other Woa.
Yeah, we used to call each other the same name.
Whoa, why?
For probably like a good amount of time, too.
Yeah, for convenience.
Woa said so. I guess if it's not, you're not, you probably weren't deranged talking in the third person.
Well, I might have been the deranged one because I didn't even know my own name at that point.
Well, you didn't know your name.
Yeah, I just thought my name was Woa.
It was
way
closer to my name. It was just one letter off from my name.
Well, Noah and throwing Gus. In a couple other.
No.
Yeah, it's two Noah, syllables, two B's.
Got a W in there now. I mean,
Woa. Yeah, Woa. I didn't even think of
it. But you said Woa too, so you didn't know his name either.
I was calling him Woa, and I guess calling myself Woa. So.
Woa says Woa is ugly.
Woa would. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah,
is Gus short for something?
No, just Gus. It's my middle name.
Oh,
Peter is my first name.
Peter's your first name?
Gus is my
Peter
middle
Gus?
Name.
Peter Gus?
Mm-hmm.
Is no. Aaron your first name?
Aaron is not my first name.
What's your first name?
It's my only name. So I'm just Aaron. And even though I use the last name, that's just for stage.
Okay.
It's just for a show.
That makes sense.
Yeah. On my taxes and stuff, it's just Aaron.
Are you like Brazilian or something?
I'm Brazilian. Nice. Yeah. You can tell by the color of my twins.
Okay. What are the
girls? Well, they have Cephaly, or what is it?
Yeah, syphilis.
What is the... They have shrunken head. What's that for the babies?
Zika.
No, they had Zika. Now they have metasyphily. Cephasyphily. Look it up.
Mega Zika?
What does Vin Diesel have?
Bald head?
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about, though. Remember the Olympics? No, you couldn't go to the Olympics if you were pregnant. Because you'd get...
Zika.
Zika was caused by mosquitoes, which, in turn...
Live in Brazil.
They live in Brazil, that's right, and Florida. And so if you're pregnant in Brazil or Florida and you get bit by a mosquito that has Zika virus, your baby is susceptible to...
Tiny head syndrome.
God, somebody please look it up. Syphily? You just get a tiny
head.
Yeah, tiny head.
Zika. Wait, so you're saying like a baby that's
get a little
born...
fucked up baby, a little
yeah,
tiny
Zika
little baby
Zika is
head.
A virus that's passed through mosquitoes, yep. That we can agree.
So it's
yes,
not, yes.
But the condition that a human suffers as a result of contracting Zika is called metasyphily, yeah. Cephasyphily.
So it's not like, yo,
what's
I got
it,
Zika.
Like, what is it called?
I just have a small head.
Whoops, not a bit.
Well, it, like, yeah, plus it shrinks your name. Brain. It shrinks your whole head development.
What?
And then you can't wear a bike helmet. So, good luck going to the beach.
You can wear one of those dog bike helmets.
I can, and I do. I like to put my ears through the hole at the top.
That's pretty fun. Is Ryan really looking it up?
I don't know. Sometimes he gets on his phone just to check Facebook. I'll be like, Ryan, what's that phone number? And he's like, oh, did you see Kate's getting married?
Oh, yeah?
Oh, it's anencephaly. Anencephaly.
You're saying it weird. Macrocephaly.
Oh. That's
there's an M in there.
Yeah.
All right. What does Zika virus do to the brain? You ready for this?
Mm.
It scars the brain and creates inflammation, but the situation gets worse because the brain cells infected by Zika are extremely special. They're called neural progenitor cells.
Made up.
Vin Diesel has said to be... Oh, okay.
Does he have
he
a twin?
Or no? Yeah. Vin Diesel has a twin.
Pick another set of twins.
Are the Williams sisters twins?
The Venus twins?
No, they're like
the Olsen twins.
What about
yes?
The,
that's fine.
That's great.
That's
dude.
Great. Good the, choice, Ryan.
Ryan, what do you like about them besides masturbating to them vigorously for no reason? They're not even in the same room.
They were cute when they were little, but now they're not little anymore.
Yeah,
I like I'm gonna have to cut that. I can't. That's not acceptable.
Weird. I like the Bush twins.
Yeah. What are their names?
George and his son,
Laura,
Smary and Terry.
Smary.
Right. That's exactly right.
That's pretty cool.
Come here, Smary.
Terry.
Smary.
Terry.
Smary, come here.
That's a good...
Let's eat brunch.
That's pretty good. Anything else?
Yeah, we got a few more questions in the back.
Do we really?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, God.
okay. Well, back to like having the same twin language, do you guys feel when the other one is in danger or hurt? Do you feel any physical or emotional changes when your twin is maybe... Not his best?
I say when I go and I eat like a big meal, I get that Noah gut feeling that's like, oh no, I'm about to be on the toilet for like 3 hours.
Oh, yeah.
I'm about to send Noah to the toilet for 3 hours too because it's like...
Oh, whoa.
It hits, that's, it hits us the same.
Whoa.
How old were you when you stopped calling him Whoa?
I was like 17. Sixth grade, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
He stopped calling himself.
You were 17 in
he
sixth grade?
He stopped calling himself. He stopped calling himself Woa when he was 17. I stopped calling him Woa in sixth grade.
Okay.
It's like does when that I add up? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when right. I learned my first name.
That's really cool. Well, and then you changed it on him just to be a fucker. Like, it's not Peter anymore.
That was stupid. Never got that.
Ryan, do you feel pain when I get hurt?
Yeah. I think the last time I felt
you... No, that's all we need to know. That's
yeah,
cool
that's
though.
It. Oh. Did you know I have a pinched nerve in my neck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, where do you feel that?
Yeah, where do you feel that pain?
Down in my kneecap.
That's right.
Okay,
you
cool.
You goddamn right you did.
Yeah, hell yeah.
It's like knee pain / neck pain.
Uh-huh.
Same thing.
Same thing, pretty much.
Do you hope you have twins? Like, are you going to have kids, Gus?
I think I'll have kids. I don't know if I want twins. I think in some ways it makes things way easier for a parent. In other ways, it would just be an absolute shit show.
One of you is going to have twins.
I hope it's Noah. I hope it's Noah.
Let me ask you this. In what way, in your opinion, because you're experts, we'll pretend, what way does a man control having twins?
His sperm count?
Wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
I feel like it's got to be like how many times you blink, like, having sex, or is something down to that science?
That's crazy because I do not blink when I have sex.
Maybe that's it.
Like, what did you do?
What did I do? Here's my secret. Here's how you make twins. First, I kissed all over my arm. I like to get myself in the mood,
really,
and then I warmed up in the bathroom for about 15 minutes. So I did some calisthenics. I did some up downs. Stretched out my core, so my hips. And then when we were having sex for about 13 seconds, wow. I really apologized the whole time. So
it's just being really sincerely apologetic.
Yeah, I think just being nice about it and just saying sorry and just like repeating that, I think that's what gives you the ability to create a multiple birth.
And not pulling out.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you don't want to pull out when you're trying to have a baby.
Is that like a twin exclusive thing, or
I think that's
it's
in general
only a twin thing.
Did you know that the Octomom, now she has four sets of twins at once. Yeah. She is famously famous for not pulling out.
Yeah.
I thought she had like in vitro.
Oh.
All right.
Well, you're the expert.
You're the expert.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, you tell me. I don't know. Nice. I thought she was a sexual deviant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's welfare.
What? Ryan, you can't just say stuff like that.
Okay.
Gus, do you have any, I don't know, thing to add?
Well, I'm curious. What are your guys' thoughts on you guys as fraternal twins against the identical twin world?
Yeah, you see a set of identical twins coming up, and you and me are walking. What is your first instinct?
I'm glad I'm not identical, because I don't want to
look. What the fuck does that mean? does that mean?
I don't want to look like me or you. Oh, well, I don't want to look like you.
Well, I don't look like you either.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
I feel like it'd be sweet. I mean, you could like...
Being identical, you think would be sweet?
You'd like show up at the other guy's job and just make a complete... Oh, shit yeah. show for him, and then
get him fired.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that sounds awesome.
Oh shit, I overslept. Don't worry, you're already here. I think seeing when you and I or Ryan, when we're walking down the street, if we saw a set of identical twins, like it's neat to be like, oh, we're twins. They don't respect it. I think it's the same way like when gay men see lesbian women. It's like we share this in common, but I don't like
you. It's like
you.
A turnoff.
Yeah, it's weird because
I don't understand.
I agree with that 100%.
I don't know how much dick you need, but that's too much for me.
It's
I'm all that.
It's
100% and he'll say the same
too
thing.
Much for
Way
me.
Too much dick. And then she'll be like, yeah, let me get in that puss.
Right.
I didn't have to say that, but I did. Yeah. And, you know, the nice thing is we can all finger each other, and that's kind of the beauty of hands.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
What if you saw a set of twins with no hands?
Well, they're freaks. Yeah, they both have no hands.
They can't finger each other.
You're saying you can't find one hand between you? That's
you get prosthetics. So.
Well, yeah, you can buy stuff.
Yeah, you can go to Target and get those novelty
jelly
skeleton hands that they sell at Halloween and just wiggle those on your wrists until somebody gets off. Just got to think outside and then inside the box. That's how.
Yeah. Outside, then inside in.
Or just use a stub.
Cool.
Well, I think we covered about everything that we...
Yeah, I was
going
to say.
Did you guys... So, Gus, you added what you had to add. Ryan, do you have anything to add before we go? Did this hour and a half just fly by?
Oh, yeah. This is really fun.
We've actually... the hour and a half, that was since our intro. So, we've been here for 2.5 hours.
Yeah, so now we'll start the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, this is our last podcast.
Last podcast.
So thanks for tuning in. Ryan, did you have anything to add?
Thanks for having me.
Awesome.
Oh,
wow.
What a
really
nice thing. Wow.
Yeah,
yeah, of course.
Really cool.
I've never done this before. This is fun.
I couldn't tell. You're a natural.
Oh, thanks.
Natural. I liked how you spoke up and snickered a lot.
Well, you guys are the greatest.
Yeah, thanks so much. And thanks for being my brother.
Yeah, thanks for being in our lives, you guys.
Yeah, really special.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you, thank you.
Absolutely.
You're okay.
If I was dead, I wouldn't have you, so thanks for having me.
Hmm.
And vice versa, you know?
Yeah, I guess so.
I'd have to go to your gravestone and kiss it.
Yeah.
I guess that's as good as a place as any to end. So.
Death is a good ending.
Hey, guys, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming by. Bye-bye.
I want to start. Have you ever... So you've never done a podcast, right?
No.
Do you listen to podcasts?
Sometimes.
Okay. Just pretend like the mic's not even there, but just put your mouth on it.
Okay.
Oh, not that close. Because other people are going to have to use it.
Okay.
Gus, you've never done one?
No, I'm new to the show.
Do you listen to podcasts?
I don't.
Okay.
But I respect the podcast lifestyle.
I'm excited. This is a big one, right?
Yeah, this one, this is Noah's little baby from before we even started.
Yeah.
He was like, we're going to do it with, oh boy, we're going to have.
We both thought this was a good idea.
I mean, you sold me on it. Yeah, I mean,
I guess so.
Yeah, I came on the lot looking for a car, and you sold me the Datsun, and now we're here.
Well, that's a pretty shitty way to think of it, I
guess. Well, I mean, it's not a great car, but it's a car.
Yeah, that's probably.
And now I'm driving away. Mm-hmm.
I guess so.
This has been a Sexpot Comedy Joint. Collaborative, community-driven comedy produced by Andy Jewett and Kayvon Kalatvari. Headquartered in Denver, Colorado, with technical support from Isaac Miller. Every day at sexpopcomedy.com or at a show near you. Until next time, be well, friends.